This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No fills tonight. Rained out. You'll be able to hear both games tomorrow, 1:05 and 6:45, split doubleheader. So if you had tickets for tonight, they are good for tomorrow at 1:05.
Zach Wheeler starting game one, Christopher Sanchez game two.
There you go.
I thought it was the other way.
No, it's all earlier. Wheeler game one, Chris Sanchez game two.
Yeah, because there's going to be Wheeler tonight.
No, I know. I thought I saw Devin.
Well, hold on.
Yes, I think Devin.
Why don't we call the Alex call? Our
I know. We might as well. Yeah. Hold on.
Let's see that. We'll go,
go to Devin's Twitter.
Let's just call our Phillies producer.
But I don't think
our Phillies insider.
Whatever. I don't think she's right, but whatever.
Okay.
But did she say it the other way?
She did.
I thought I saw it.
They switched it around. She's right.
Oh, so you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So Wheeler in the second game, Sanchez in the first game.
All right, it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've fallen off.
You are falling.
Haven't fallen off at all.
Yeah.
Haven't fallen off for a second, actually. Thank you. I got a lot going on back here. Everyone take a deep breath. I would have cleaned the coffee. Everyone knows that.
You still said I would have cleaned the coffee.
No, he was planning on letting it dry.
I know.
As if dried coffee is not a mess anymore.
Was not wet anymore.
You just go, man.
Do the thing.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. Now that we're all on the same page.
Yeah. Are we?
No. So this has been such a great WIP day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been everyone calling in saying, I want someone's head.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I didn't know we still had this. I didn't know we still had this, like, backbone. Like, are we allowed to say we want to hit someone? They're not going to die on the field? I mean, what a turnaround. And it got me thinking, what are the other things that we need to bring back in sports? Like, it being okay to plunk someone, to give someone a bow tie, to have someone wear one in the ribs. Number five is starting pitchers in baseball. And we know that they're starting pitchers, but they're more five-inning guys at this point. I'm talking, like, Scooball for the Tigers the other night. He threw a complete game. You would have thought it was a no-hitter. It was a perfect game. I guess not making the starting pitchers as important as they used to be and not having those marquee matchups, like going to the ballpark and, like, let's say it's Skeens Wheeler. I mean, that's part of an intrigue with the game. And I would even go back to say, I want to bring the importance of the win back.
Yes, I agree with you.
To the starting pitcher. 300 wins feels like it's on its way out. I don't like that at all. We need to bring back starting pitching. And that's why the Phillies are so nice, because I think they do that. They're a throwback from a starting pitching standpoint.
The beginning of the end was when that guy got the Cy Young when he won 11 games. Who was it?
Jacob DeGrom.
No.
Well, King Felix was the first one.
King Felix was the first one.
You're right.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what the? What?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I'm with you on that.
I think DeGrom may have won it without 11 wins.
I think he might have been under 10.
Yeah.
Now, his ERA was like 2.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
If you're a guy like me, you know the point is wins. That is the only stat I care about. I agree with you. I miss starting pitchers going. This is one thing, sort of like in the NBA where they've gotten too three heavy. I feel like they've optimized the pitching stuff too much. And I actually think there's not enough good pitchers to do what they're trying to do. I'd rather have my starting pitcher, think that the minimum is 6.
The one thing that I'll never understand how I grew up watching what looked like stick figures play baseball and be pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
And we're supposed to be in this generation of the better athlete, more conditioned athlete, yet they do less work than those guys did. I'll never understand that.
I know.
I'll never understand it. Like, they did more work back then.
Yeah. I think the same thing about the NBA. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is it harder to play 82 games now
yes.
when you have better flights, yes, better sports science?
You're in much better traveling conditions. You're staying five-star hotels. Like what the hell?
Personal pride.
Well, is the problem with starting pitching is what they realize it's the third time through the lineup thing,
uh-huh.
right? That,
yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Freaking analytics, man. Yeah.
Once again. By the way, DeGrom had a 1.7 ERA and had, yeah. it was 10-9. I mean, I get it. I mean, he did win back-to-back.
Oh, no, he deserved it. But that's when I realized that wins weren't important anymore in baseball.
Man, like I was thinking about like Halliday versus Lincecum back in the day.
Yeah.
Like having that big starting pitcher matchup. Like that's something that has hurt baseball.
Now, Roy was the last of his kind, man.
Tomorrow's the anniversary, by the way, of the perfect game.
Oh, wow. Right.
I know. Easy. I know. Perfect game.
Yes.
May 29th. Tomorrow. Not the end of... Yes.
Yes. We all
Thank
understand.
You. The fourth thing that we need to bring back in sports, and you guys mentioned this earlier, but hockey fights. I mean,
ooh, yes.
come on.
I didn't know they were gone.
They're there, but they're not there like they used
to.
They've tried to
get it out of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a shame. That's part of the reason why people watch the game. I mean, kids would watch hockey just to see the fights.
Yeah. Then go to school and beat the heck out of somebody.
Sure. But, like, think about Donald Brashear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's hockey.
I think so.
That's the hockey. I mean, the 90s hockey is when I was actually really into hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Of watching it.
80s, 90s
hockey.
The
Red Wings.
Yep.
Nice. In the 90s, man.
Well, that was a good team.
While I was in school, yeah.
Oh, so you rooted for them in 97 over the Flyers?
Didn't you know?
You're such an idiot, man.
Interesting. Says a lot.
I got drafted the next year.
Yeah. You brought winning to Philadelphia.
You got Fedorov and
yes.
Kozlov,
man,
and Yzerman.
Yeah,
and
Stevie Y.
Yeah.
Scotty Bowman, man.
This is a good team.
Yeah.
Dynamite stuff.
Beat the Flyboys.
They did.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they sure did. You big Red Wings guy.
I just meant the 94, 95 team?
I don't know. It was 97. They beat the Flyers.
97. Yeah. Okay. That was Lindros' only cup finals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was
mm-hmm.
against the. But that Red Wings team was loaded.
For sure.
It felt like they were playing a different sport. You
the
know?
Third thing that we need to bring back in sports, and like, it's still there, kind of, but it's not how it used to be. We need to bring back passing in the NFL. Like, I'm sick of these guys with the 28 touchdown passes for Josh Allen last year. I mean, Patrick Mahomes had a 50 touchdown season. I remember Peyton Manning's first year at the Broncos.
Yeah.
50 plus touchdowns. Well, we may never see 50 plus touchdown passes again because all these teams do the stupid double high safety thing.
Yeah.
And all they do is try to take away the deep passing.
Yeah, right.
And now we're getting back to running the football, which, like, okay, fine. You want to run the ball, okay. But there's, like, I want to see stats of gaudy passing numbers, 5,000 yards
I
passing.
Don't.
But it's fun watching them throw the ball all over the field. We don't even see that anymore.
I don't see
throwing the ball all over the field.
30 touchdowns is plenty.
Dude, 50, 45, that's quarterbacking.
That used to be magical.
Yes.
Baker threw 40 this year.
People forget that. Lamar had 41-4 this year.
Yeah.
Like it's.
I didn't even realize that till you said it.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I was like, he threw 41 touchdowns this year?
It is pretty funny he didn't win MVP this year. Yeah.
He's better than he was when he won the MVP.
Yeah, I think so.
But I miss passing in the NFL.
I think they'll find a way to get it back. The league doesn't want some running
muck
league,
it up.
I don't think.
Dude, they're
going
to change to one safety. I'm telling you.
Well, no, here's the thing. Defenses have gotten a little bit better, right, as far as scheming to keep the touchdowns from happening. Big plays. But also, let's be honest. The quarterback play, well, you had 10 quarterbacks maybe that.
Yeah.
How many guys can throw 40 touchdown passes in a year?
Not a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Only four of the top five.
Yeah.
In the NFL can do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah, he doesn't throw 40.
He doesn't even throw 20.
Total 40.
Oh, right.
Total.
Right.
Total.
That's what we do.
And he wins.
He does.
He does win.
He wins.
18 passing touchdowns last year. Anyway. The second
was he in the Pro Bowl?
He was not in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
people forget
I'm glad
that
the Pro Bowl has become so important again.
Well, that's the point.
Glorified. That is not. It's a flag football game.
And that's the point. They won 14 games. Anyway, the second thing that we need to bring back in sports is mid-range basketball. I mean, you talk about
now. You're talking my game, there, baby.
Like ISO ball, Hoopers being Hoopers. Like, none of this James Harden, Jalen Brunson, SGA basketball. It's all boring. It's all the same. Give me someone that knows how to play the game in the mid-range. Footwork.
Well, Brunson takes a lot of mid-range.
Yeah, but it's not the same, though. It's like off a pick and roll, stop and pop. I want to see back to the basket, like Dirk Nowitzki. That's hoop.
They're going to need to change rules in the NBA for that to happen. That's what they're going to need to do. They're going to need new defense rules. Well, they've already let them. It's definitely a more physical brand of football, basketball, than it was 2 years ago. They're going to have to do something with the 3-point line and
basketball's it's going to be an interesting 10 years for the NBA.
Yeah,
it's only a couple guys that still value the mid-range game. That's why I love Kyrie's game. Kyrie is a mid-range player.
Yeah.
And when I say mid-range player, I'm talking about guys who like to get into that mid-range and work their game, right? Like the guys that don't mind shooting from the elbow, going down in the post, that sort of stuff, and they have the footwork. You know, the Carmelo Anthony's, those type of guys. Kevin Durant was one of those types of guys as well.
It was honestly the frustrating thing about Harden, because he could get to those spots,
yes,
he just wouldn't take the shot.
Easily, yep.
Yeah, he was truly Morey's, like, he did exactly what Morey tried to optimize. It wouldn't take the shot unless it was a three or a layup or a free throw.
Yeah,
wouldn't take it.
Morey's hurt basketball.
I would say so, yeah.
Which is shocking.
Trying to optimize offense.
Him and LeBron, two most detrimental people to the NBA.
Pacers, pretty fun team to watch. I would say that Thunder, not so much, but Pacers have been a pretty fun team to watch. Especially when they're beating those
losers.
Disgusting losers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big
but
fans.
The number one thing we need to bring back in sports, and this has been a sticking point for me for a while, is I want real sports hate back, and I want rivalries. The rivalries are not the same as they used to be.
Nope.
These guys are too friendly. They do their little podcasts in the offseason. They bring the each other on as guests. They smile with each other after games. There's no real hatred. They all make too much money.
Yep.
Like the real, it's like sports are, we do this a lot, but it's so much worse than it used to be. Like even 2010, like it was
fine. Totally agree. Which is why, let's not get sidetracked, but it's why RG3 and Ryan Clark irritated me last week, or whenever they started the Caitlin Clark stuff.
Okay.
Just let Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese
have their rivalry.
Yeah. I don't need all the extra stuff. I don't need your commentary. I don't need you adding this into it with your analysis. It's okay if two people who met in college for a national championship, one beat the other, right? The other one became number one overall pick, signed a $20 million contract. I don't mind that rivalry being there. It's okay. Magic and Bird did not like each other.
Right. Yeah.
Magic didn't like the fact that, I might have it backwards. Did Bird win it, Rookie of the Year, or Magic?
I think Magic won Rookie of the Year
and Bird
and
MVP. Was mad.
Didn't Magic win Rookie of the Year and MVP?
Bird won the Rookie of the Year. Magic won the MVP of the finals.
Okay, all right.
But Magic was mad that Bird won Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Like, and their rivalry started in college. And it was okay. It's okay to have a nice, healthy dislike for one another. And it doesn't have to have all the other stuff involved with it.
Maybe the reason it exists in the WNBA is just not making that much money.
Exactly.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, pride still
That's
means
a
something.
Great point, Spike. Yes. Everybody isn't rich in the WNBA, so there is a little bit of jealousy there.
I think the problem in sports is both the money, and they switch teams so much now.
Yes.
That it doesn't. The Ryan Clark RG3 thing was so funny. It's like RG3 was like, Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And Ryan Clark was like, you have a white wife. Like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah. And Angel Reese hating Caitlin Clark. I don't think that was out of line or anything else.
No.
Now, maybe he could have said dislikes her or didn't have to use the word hate, but I think it's clear to all of us that Angel Reese is not a big fan of Caitlin Clark.
No, it seems pretty obvious.
and vice versa, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm okay with it. And if it draws more attention to their sport because there's a nice little rivalry there, I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah,
we need more of that. LeBron messed up the damn NBA, wanting everybody to be friends.
Right.
Kobe hated everybody until he got old enough to where he couldn't play anymore, and then he just started befriending people.
Right, right.
But before then, he wanted to beat everybody.
Yes, that's the way Jordan was.
Yes.
Yeah. Even his teammates.
That's true.
This hour sponsored by Guy DeDorn Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guy DeDorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Yo, yo, what's going on? Hey, fellas.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Big A?
Man, if they didn't clunk somebody yesterday, man, I mean, they should have got the revenge yesterday, man. He did it on purpose. Did you see the interview? He said he thought he had an arm guard on. Now, if you think he got an arm guard on, why are you throwing it at his hand?
Was he being sarcastic there?
No, listen, he said an arm guard. You got to listen to what Slider said after the game.
I know what you're saying,
said he thought he had it on. So why were you going to think he had it on and then he knew he ain't have it on. That's why he threw it.
Yeah.
He knew he ain't have it on. What you just looking up there, looking at his sleeves, his arms? You're looking at everything. You knew he had it on. He ain't have it on. So you plucked him. So you pluck back, man. You fight back. What a Spike. Hey, Spike, I could tell you wasn't no fighter, man. You wasn't no fighter.
I wasn't.
Well, he's admitted that.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
So now, everybody's not like you.
No, and everybody's not like you either. Everybody's not like you either. You don't win a baseball game by winning a fight. You win by scoring more runs.
Oh, no kidding. We all know that.
Well, doesn't sound like you do.
So we all know that. So you just think because it's a fight and they throw back, they was going to lose the game.
No,
how
it gives
you come to that conclusion.
It was 1-0 at this time.
I don't care if it was 10-0.
Of course.
1-0. What's that mean? So what? It was 1-0. Your best player got hit on purpose, and you just sitting there. You're not going to do nothing.
No,
it's not going to do nothing.
Nope. Going to win the game, and put the Braves 9.5 games behind you. Three games under 500. Winning is the best win, you know.
Here's another problem I got with you.
So I just saw the quote, Big Aaron. I saw the quote where I guess Strider did say he thought he had a guard on his elbow.
He also said that he didn't want him to hurt. He said, what did he say? I'm not a sociopath?
Yes.
That's what he said.
He wasn't trying to hurt him.
All right.
And every time I see this boy for Indiana, man, this magical run he's doing.
Oh, Halliburton?
We think about how he could have had him, right?
Yeah, I hate Maury more and more.
Yep.
I hate him.
Could have had him.
They couldn't have had him.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we could have had
him.
No,
could have had him, Spike.
He didn't want to trade for him, Spike.
No, that's not.
He didn't want to trade for him.
Okay.
He didn't want to trade for him.
Says who?
Stop protecting him.
Says who?
It was all on it.
It wasn't. There was
Big A.
Howard told me.
There was one report from Keith Pompey, which was fed to him by Tobias Harris's father. If you go back, the report is that the Kings wanted Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons. There was never another report. In fact, Mark Stein said Tyrese Halliburton was never offered to the Sixers. So,
Halliburton say he thought he was coming to fit on?
He was. But that was from the same source.
Oh, sort of thing.
It's like the same thing.
Why are you covering for Maury?
I'm not covering. You shut up. They obviously, by the way, they've traded everybody except for the guy they traded Halliburton for. It's obvious they wanted Sabonis. They got what they wanted. There was no opportunity. If they had an opportunity to trade for Halliburton, they didn't. They screwed it up. But there's one report is from Keith Pompey, and Howard jumped all over the Keith Pompey report because two uninformed people are a lot smarter than one uninformed person.
Source. He's an inside Sixers source.
Who?
He know a lot.
Keith
Pompey.
Keith Wright, God bless him, will write whatever an agent tells him to write. God bless him.
A lot of these guys.
It kinda hurts me.
And in that point, it was Tobias Harris's dad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna check all that out.
All right. Go fact check it, Big A. Big Joe in Philly, you're on WIP.
Big A to Big Joe.
Yeah, everybody's big.
Yo, boys, what's going on?
Yeah, Joe.
You know how you get rivalries back in sports?
How's that?
You take a 98-mile-per-hour heater from Zach Wheeler and Drew Ronald Acuna in the ribs tomorrow, dude.
Yeah.
Spike, what do you got to say about that?
And then, Big Joe, what if the Braves throw at another Philly after that? Then what do we do?
Well, then that's called them not knowing how to manage, like, a proper, you know, you take one bullet and then you fire another bullet situation. Like,
but what happens then? What happens? So let's say they hit Schwarber. Then what?
Well, then there's no cause for the Phillies to do anything. The fact of the matter is Bryce got hit, and whether it was intentional or nothing, they got to bite the bullet on one. That's the day, like, that's how baseball should be played, and that's how you get the rivalries back, and you get some bench-clearing brawls and things like that. Get a little bit more edge back into the city, you know? And because right now, I just can't believe that, you know, Joe DeCamera, of all people, was saying that you got to drill Acuna, and then I got you saying that you don't want to. Like, what are we doing?
Joe DeCamera can't run 20 yards without hurting himself. Nah. You're trusting DeCamera's?
I'm just putting a point out there.
Look, man.
DeCamera's more of a Philly guy.
Well, DeCamera is more of a Philly guy than I am.
However, I do agree. Like, you don't do it, like, anyone who's saying that it had to happen last night in a 1-0 game doesn't know what they're talking about. You got to do it in a situation where.
Well, I disagree.
When you're up 3 or 4 runs.
Game doesn't matter.
We got to bring Carlos Hernandez in. 100 in the ribs.
So it's so obvious that you're doing it.
No, you got to do Strom. Strom's got the crazy eyes and the crazy hair. And he's got.
I have focused in on his eyes and hair more since Jack pointed out that he talks to himself.
Strom and Romano are both lunatics.
That's a reliever.
Yeah, I agree with you. Kirkring looks like he has it together a little too much, right. Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, come on. You got to get that edge back. Like, just like Fritchie's top five rivalries back. Let's get some hatred back in the NL East, you know? Like, give me back that 90s activity where everyone wanted to, like, go after each other with, like, bats literally on the field, you know?
I can't take it, man.
No, I know. He's the best.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
What does sports mean 20 years from now if we don't get sports back? You know what I mean?
Yeah, by throwing baseballs at people.
Yes.
Like a bunch of idiots.
I do think it's funny how, like, Fritz wants the rivalries back in sports, and he's like, oh, Raha, like, let's get all tough and everything.
Hold on.
And then now that the Eagles are bruising people with running the football, he's like, let's go back to pass the ball.
Well, we can handle the basketball.
But
come on, man. Which would you rather have, a bruising, boring running game or bombs away down the field?
Well, if the running game is Saquon, what's wrong with that?
Nah, it's not as exciting.
You know, what?
No, come on, man. 50 passing touchdowns versus a running back? Are you kidding me?
Oh, just hold on. Okay, 50, but that's nobody. How many people do you think are throwing 50 touchdowns?
But that's what I want.
My point is, how many passing seasons do you think were more exciting than Saquon's season last year?
Do you remember Peyton Manning 2013? Do you remember Patrick Mahomes' 50 touchdown year? That's insane.
That's two.
Okay, well, Breeze has a couple in there as well. Rodgers. Like, I want quarterbacks to be quarterbacks again.
You know, Big Joe, we have our own rivalry. You mentioned Jack brewing here at the station between Jack and part-time producer Alex Call.
There's no rivalry. I love Alex.
Who scooped Jack.
I don't do scoops.
Well, he scooped them twice.
And now he's tweeting again that they're interested in David Robertson.
There you go.
This
guy's out of control right now.
Yep. He's our real insider.
He is.
Wish we had somebody like that on our show.
Yep.
All right, Big Joe.
Hope you don't make it back on your little trip.
Wow. Jeez, man.
Well, you backed him into a corner. Yeah. Man. You know, that's how he gets.
Yeah, I hope you die is what I got from Jack.
That's what he just got.
Well, I said not make it back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next.
You can stay alive, just don't make it back.
Yeah.
Just don't come back.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next.
We're still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to call Alex?
I do. I want some real scoops.
We should.
Yeah. High Hopes Alex Call Report is next.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.